Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com. And today you're listening to Your Soul Guidance on Transformation Talk Radio. This show is all about soul, about your soul, and how you can activate that potential and shine your brightest light. And today we are certainly in for a magic show because we have Meadow Lynn. And we're going to talk about the mystic cookbook, The Secret Alchemy of Food, and there is going to be so much fun in this talk because Meadow is such a sparkly personality. She is a noted speaker, a writer, a chef, and she's the daughter of Dennis Lynn, world-renowned healer, teacher, and author of 16 best-selling books. And when Meadow was like 3 years old, she already cooked her first dish. I mean, I love that. And when she was 18 years old, Meadow, self-taught chef and lover of all things edible, she started her own catering. She started to cater her mother's retreat, and that's what she's been doing ever since. And that has led to an extraordinary collaboration with her mom on a brand new book, and I have it right here. It's the Mystic Cookbook, The Secret Alchemy of Food. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how eating well is going to bring balance and harmony to your mind, body, and spirit. And I also want to alert you on Meadow, who writes a blog, and it's called Savor the Day. And I love your blog, Meadow. It's about life, about love, about good food. With her mom, she's also the co-author of Quest, a guide for creating your own vision quest, as well the Mystic Cookbook, and her articles also appear in the Seattle, the Seattle Chinese Times, and she's a contributing writer in Spirit magazine. Well, Meadow, there's a lot to say about you, but I want to just bring you on. Welcome to be here.
Thank you so much. It's such a joy to be here.
Yes, well, I have your book, The Mystic Cookbook, right here, and you know, only the cover. It's just such a pleasure to watch. I have that on my kitchen table, and you know, my whole kitchen looks kind of, you know, gets that glow. But I want to ask you first, Meadow. I ask all my guests, you know, what happens? We all have like a soul's path that's been calling us forever, and you know, at some point in our life, we open to that. We open that door and we say goodbye to our, you know, quote unquote, small self, and we say hello to our soul. Can you like recall a moment, or do you relate to that?
Yeah, you know, I do. It's interesting. I was actually thinking about it last night. A while back, I wrote a post actually for my blog about the idea. You know how there's that saying, when God closes a door, he opens a window?
Hmm.
But sometimes I've realized that he doesn't just open a window. He like blows that roof off the whole house. You know, and your life ends up far different and in many ways more extraordinary than you could have ever imagined. Because, you know, back a long time ago, when that door is barely cracked open,
yeah,
you can only imagine your future within the confines of your presence. If
right.
That makes sense. And so I would have never imagined that this is where I would be. I've always I've always been passionate about cooking and eating, as you said, since I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
My, you know, I remember crawling into the cupboard and blending and mixing and putting things on beautiful plates and serving them. You know, I was just a little tiny kid, and I was just barely, you know, over a year old, and I used to insist that we sat at the table and ate our meals there. Like, it was very important to me, even though my parents, I preferred to sit at the floor by the fire. You know, it was the 70s. They're kind of earthy, but I, at 1 year old, wanted to eat at the table with proper silverware, proper table settings. So it's always been kind of in my soul. But then, you know, I went on other journeys. I spent years in school, and I kind of thought my path was academia, and I studied a lot of literature, both French and English literature. Mm-hmm. And then I was a school teacher for 8 years, and I loved it, but it always felt like there was a little something missing. And I spent my summers, as you said in your intro, cooking for my mom's retreats, and I loved doing that. But, you know, during the school year, I was teaching, and I had such sweet students, and it was so much fun to work with them every day and watch their eyes open as they learned a new language. But I didn't feel completely as though I was, as you said, you know, following that soul's path. So a number of years ago, I made that huge leap to quit teaching altogether and jump into the unknown, really. I knew I wanted to follow something that had to do with food, but that's pretty broad. And so bit by bit, I started writing and doing more in that kind of food realm, following my passion. And kind of one step leads to the next, and I began to see what made my soul sing, if you will, and what I felt most at home doing. And really, as I said, like, God didn't just open that window. He blew the roof right off of what was possible. And I think that happens for many of us.
It does.
When you start to follow your passion and you're doing what you love. And I realized that, you know, not just food was important to me, but I realized that the way that we approach our meals and what we think about food and how we cook it and how we eat it and our thoughts and our emotions all affect how we live, what we do, and really can affect our lives. And I wanted to share that with other people, because the truth is, food is central to all life, and the way that you approach your meals is the way that you approach your life.
You know, I love what you're saying, and I really would love the listeners, you know, take that in. I mean, you took a giant leap of faith, and who would ever thought, you know, it's a Hay House published book, and people all over the world are gonna see this. You took a leap of faith, and, you know, as some of the listeners, you know, I can only relate to that. I woke up one morning, and I was always very into, you know, I trust my soul. I want to listen to my soul and see what happens. And I woke up one morning, and we have five kids, little kids, between, you know, the age of 2 and 10. And I woke up and I heard my soul saying, you got to go to America. I mean, we took that leap. We left everything behind. We had hardly any money. The kids didn't speak one word of English. We had no contacts, no jobs. We left everything. We sold our house in Holland, and we bought a house over the phone in America. And this is 12 years ago. I mean, we're still here. And I'm like, you know, as you say, who would ever thought that now I'm a host on Transformation Talk Radio. I've written books co-authored with Jack Canfield and Deepak Chopra. And I mean, never would in a million years think, you know, that morning when I woke up in Holland in my bed, like, here you are. And it has not been an easy journey, of course. You know, you got to really be persistent and, you know, move through all the growing pains. But I love the visual you're giving us to, you know, God can blow off the roof and you know, back to the topic of food. I think that what you've been doing, following your passion, you know, and now writing this book, how important it is to, you know what you eat and when you eat. And we're going to talk about that after the break. It's so important. And as a European, you know, for me, we sit at the table. I mean, we have this sacredness, like, you know, all the kids in the morning, we have our breakfast. We all, you know, I think it's important not to drive through with your food. You sit at lunch, we sit at dinner. It's a gathering. It's very sacred. And, you know a lot about that. And you've written so much wisdom and bring so much awareness to people with your book, The Mystic Cookbook, about, you know, our emotions. And, you know, we talk about that all after the break. We are talking with Meadow Lynn about The Mystic Cookbook, The Secret Alchemy of Food. And we will be right back after the break.
Scenes, dinner and wine, Saturday girls. I was never in love, never had the time in my hustle and hurry world.
Laughing myself to sleep, waking up lonely. I needed someone to hold me.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have our special guest, Meadow Lynn. Meadow, how can people connect with you and know more about, you know, everything you offer and the Mystic Cookbook, The Secret Alchemy to Food?
we have a website just for the cookbook called, and it's easy because it's the same name as the book. It's themysticcookbook.com. And on there, we even have some recipes from the book, a couple excerpts, and some other sneak peeks. There's some YouTube videos where we talk about some of the bigger ideas in the book and give suggestions and tips on how you can set your table as though it were a mini altar, or use color to change your consciousness in your cooking, or how you can go on an inner journey to have kind of transformational meals that are an experience. So there's lots of information on themysticcookbook.com.
Well, I went there. I can only wholeheartedly advise everybody go there, themysticcookbook.com. Well, let's continue, Meadow. I have so many questions. I mean, what is the secret alchemy of food? What is that?
Well, there's actually a few different ways to look at it. And there's the first kind of main idea, you know, that the alchemists of yore, they were, you know, perhaps part crazy men, but they were onto something, this idea of taking something ordinary, in that case, base metals, and turning it into gold, something extraordinary. And every time we step into our kitchen, we are indeed creating kitchen alchemy. You take simple ingredients and you blend them together, that while each of those ingredients on their own is good, but when you can blend it together and you infuse it with your love and your joy and you're having fun in the kitchen, it really does come out as something more. It's more than the sum of their parts. And one of the examples I like to use is the southern French dish from Provence called ratatouille, which has become very popular with the movie, the Pixar movie Ratatouille. And you take, you know, eggplant and zucchini and peppers and garlic and onions and tomatoes, and each of those vegetables on their own is really good. But then you blend them together, and this stew, this ratatouille, becomes really more than the sum of its parts, as I said. On its own, it's more than each of the other ones individually. But then there's this deeper level of the alchemy that happens in our food, and I was hinting at that. It's the idea that it's the love, the joy that you put into your food. And it seems strange, but it works. There, you know, you'll have someone talk about, you know, grandma's apple pie.
Yeah.
And I'm sure grandma makes a really good apple pie. But it's also, it's grandma's love that goes into that makes that pie so special. I was talking to somebody recently who said that at, I don't know if it was a festival or a farmer's market, somewhere near her there was a coffee stand. And there were a number of other coffee stands, too. But this one particular one always had a line around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked the guy, and she said, "Well, why is your coffee so special?" He said, "Well, I put love in my coffee." And though he may have even been saying it tongue-in-cheek, the truth is there was something there that people were noting, because his coffee was noticeably different than the others.
Gosh, it's so true. It reminds me, you know, I love to cook, and I, you know, I have a big family, so obviously it's that really comes in hand. And people always would say, you know, "You're crazy. I love to make a good breakfast." But then, you know, with 5 kids, everybody has different needs and tastes. So I make all these different things, you know. I don't make just like only eggs, because, you know, my son might not be feeling like eggs. And I've always said to them, you know, what do you feel like? You know, of course, they're not a million choices, but like the things I'm making. But, you know, I really don't want him to eat eggs if he's in the mood for oatmeal, because I think it's bad for his body. And then I make these lunches, and I love to make these lunches. And, you know, I know my one of my family members would say, "Why don't everybody gets like a peanut butter jelly sandwich?" I'm like, "I can't do it." You know, she needs, you know, she wants extra carrots, or she doesn't want meat, and he wants this. And anyway, and the other
day, you are very patient.
but I love it. I'm sure you would do the same. And it's just, for me, I cannot give them, you know, like a peanut butter jelly sandwich if I know it, it won't do them good, you know, when they're in school either. So I made the other day, I made lunches. And my youngest son came home and he said, were you upset or something when you were making my lunch? And I was actually, I was very hurried when I made his lunch, and I just kind of, you know, you do it, you put the bread together and you're like, okay, done. And he tasted it, and I'm sure you can relate to that. And I admitted it. I said, yeah, there was no love in there. I was hurried. I was not in a good mood. And when you get more sensitive, we can taste that. And I think that's what you talk about too, right?
Very much so. And, you know, on one level, it seems like, oh, that's crazy. You know, a carrot is a carrot, or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But there, you know, and it's not something that we can really scientifically study, the, you know, the exact electrons or molecules or whatever. You know, clearly I'm not a scientist, but, you know, but there's something to it. Because, you know, you can eat the same thing, like your son. He can have that same sandwich Monday.
Yeah.
And it tastes amazing. Tuesday, there's something just not quite right. And it is that love that goes into it. And there are many other factors, too, that can make a big difference. Where you're eating can make a difference. Who you're talking to, the background noise, what's going on in your own head. If you're stressed when you're eating, your cortisol levels rise, and it actually ignites that fight or flight instinct. And so your body, it actually holds on to all those calories because it's thinking, I don't know when I'm going to get to eat again. Mm. And so the more stressed you're feeling when you're eating, the more stress you actually end up eating, and you're eating stress. But when you're happy when you're eating, believe it or not, your body metabolizes the food better. So not only do you have more joy and happiness in your life, but you're not... your body's not harboring all those extra calories, storing them for later, too. So it becomes a self-perpetuating cycle. So, you know, it's the love that's infused to in the food, but it's also your experience while you're eating it. And, you know, that's why when I try to go out of my way to make things beautiful when I'm eating. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm just having a salad or chopped vegetables, you know, crudité, you know, in hummus for a snack or something, I always try to lay it out on a plate beautifully, because there's something so visual about the colors, the textures, and when you eat something that's beautiful, when you're eating art, you start to see more beauty in every aspect of your life, and you notice the food more, and you slow down, and you taste it, and it's not something that you're simply, like, chewing really fast just to get those calories in, because yes, food is fuel, but it's a lot more too.
You know, I that makes me think, you know, I always taught my kids that, you know, if they have, because, you know, when they're younger, I just put things on their plate, but when they feel they have enough, they should leave it, because I don't want them to just, you know, to eat everything that's on their plate, because everything's on their plate. I wanted them to feel like, you know, when am I full? And I think in America especially, we haven't learned that anymore, right? You know, you get so much food here. It's like, you know, if you eat all that food, no wonder, like, you know, there's so many people overweight and they can't even help it because they... yeah, you eat what's on your plate.
You know, it's interesting. They did a study at the University of Illinois where they have a research lab there actually to test people's reactions to food. A lot of it they use for marketing purposes. But this is really fascinating. They had a special soup bowl designed with an invisible tube underneath. And they invited some people to come and dine in their lab, and I think it was tomato soup they gave them. But this invisible tube in the bottom continued to pump soup into the bowl.
Oh.
And here, as you said, like, children naturally know when they've had enough.
Yeah.
But as an adult, especially here in the U.S., we've lost that ability. We eat with our eyes, meaning not just the beauty that we see, but also we decide what's enough, not by the cues that our body's giving us, but by the cues that our eyes are telling us that we've had enough. We're used to seeing how large something is or how heavy it is, and know that, oh, that's enough. So these people, they kept eating and eating and eating because the soup bowl never emptied. But they saw the size of the bowl and figured that, you know, they would be a certain amount of full after eating that amount of soup. But it never emptied. Mm. And I can't remember the exact amount, but people ate, you know, I can't remember now, if it's 30, 50% more than they would normally eat simply because they didn't know when to stop.
You know, I love that. I'd never heard of it, and it's really tested. I mean, it makes sense. It makes total sense. And I want to talk, we're almost heading to the break, because I want to talk about, you know, how food can affect our consciousness and how food can trigger past life memories. I mean, I work with past lives a lot myself, and you know, it's so interesting, this. And also how, you know, it can bring on different moods, what we eat. And I love that you're here to create that awareness. So everybody stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We have Meadow Lynn with The Alchemy of Food, talking about, you know, much more than only her mystic cookbook, which she said it's actually a book of life. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819.
Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hi everyone, this is Saskia. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with our special guest, Meadow Lynn. And Meadow, how can people connect with you if they want to find out more about your Mystic Cookbook? And, you know, you have all kind of goodies on your website.
Yeah, the best way is to go directly to the website. It is themysticcookbook.com. And as I said before, there are some recipes from the book there, a couple excerpts, and lots of other goodies, all pertaining to mystical cooking and cooking up magic and fabulousness in your life simply by the way that you approach your food.
As we talked about it a little bit before, Meadow, I mean, it affects our mood, what we eat, and it triggers, you know, past life memories. Can you start with the mood, how it, you know, affects our mood?
Yeah, it's so many ways. You know, they call it the mood-food connection, I think, because the words rhyme. But,
yes.
You know, it's how our mood affects our food, yeah. And our food affects our mood. So it gets us on both ways, that as we were starting to talk about before, that, you know, when you're stressed, your cortisol levels rise, and your breathing is shallower, you ignite that fight or flight instinct, and your body holds on to those calories, and you continue to eat more stress. But the flip side is true as well, that when you are happy, say you're eating your favorite flavor of ice cream, and you're so happy to be eating it, your body will actually metabolize it better. They did a study at Tufts University with Swedish and Thai women, and they gave both groups of women a traditional meal from Thailand.
Yeah.
And the Swedish women, who weren't particularly fond of the kind of spicy, sweet food, they actually absorbed less iron than the Thai women, who had a cultural connection to the food, who were happy to be eating this food because this was the food that they consider, you know, this is how you're supposed to eat. When they switched it and they fed both groups of women a traditional Swedish meal, I think it was hamburger and green beans, in that case, the Swedish women absorbed more iron. So the process that our body metabolizes and takes in nutrients, it's not quite as scientific as science will necessarily lead us to believe, that our thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs, and our cultural connection all influence how our body takes in food, which can be really powerful once you realize that, because you can harness that and use it to your highest good. And it's not simply like deciding, okay, I want to only eat chocolate. So I'm going to say, chocolate's good for me. Chocolate's good for me. I'm so happy. I'm eating chocolate. I'm so happy. I'm eating chocolate. You have to, you know, it has to be a really honest, authentic state that you're in, that you really believe it, that you're happy to eat it. And probably a diet of only chocolate would not be particularly healthy. You know, you do need to eat fresh produce and eat a healthy diet, but as much as possible when you are really happy, because the problem is we get so guilty. And before we were starting to talk about the difference between America and Europe, and it's huge in the way that we approach food. They did a study at the University of Pennsylvania in the psychology department. It's a professor named Paul Rosen. And they asked French women to describe chocolate cake. The French women said celebration, as I'm sure you could guess.
Yeah.
The American women, guilt.
No way.
Yeah, you know, we assign emotions and values to food here. Not everybody, of course, but in general, many of us do. Here in the United States, food is good or bad. Mm. There's food that I'm guilty about eating. There's food that makes me feel really pious because it's so good for me. You know, if I eat, you know, sprouts or vegetable juice, then I am so good. I am very pious in my food choices. Or I eat cookies and cake or, you know, whatever it is. And even now there's other things, you know, there's firm beliefs that dairy is really bad or gluten or, you know, if you're vegetarian or vegan, that animal products are really bad. You know, whatever your belief system is.
Yeah.
And then you start to create this idea, you know, this is bad, this is good. Or you start to judge, you know, I'm bad for eating this. Or other people, they're bad, or they're stupid, or they're whatever those judgments are. And it becomes this perpetuating cycle where, you know, on an energetic level, you know, food is kind of neutral. Really, there, you know, there are certain foods that are much healthier for us, of course. Yeah. But all of these emotions and these thoughts that we assign to food can either help us or harm us.
And if you stress
about it too much, it's kind of stressful. You know?
Yeah, what I love in your cookbook, you know, you have the, you know, the American potato salad, but there's also like the divine dal, or, you know, that prune tart I really want to make. it has no judgments. And Meadow, do you eat like certain things you don't, or you do, or you're?
You know, it's interesting actually. My entire life, as I said, I have been passionate about food and cooking, and I've really prided myself on, you know, it's been part of my identity of being able to eat anything, anywhere, anytime, and loving all food from the most kind of basic or the most, you know, kind of all American, you know, if you will, to the you know, most haute cuisine, fancy little tiny pieces, you know, everything. Yeah. And a few years ago, I was diagnosed with a gluten and dairy sensitivity, and it was really challenging for me. Not so much the not eating them, because I cook most of my own meals, and my dad was already on a similar diet. It tends to be genetic, these sensitivities. But the fact that I had to change my identity, that I no longer could be the person who was really easygoing and I can eat and do anything anytime. And it was really challenging because that was a big way of how I saw myself. And having to redefine that and having to tell other people if I was going to have dinner at their house, I can't eat these things, it was a challenge.
Yes.
And I'm still kind of working through that. But the flip side is it has given me a much deeper understanding and compassion for people that live with serious food allergies and sensitivities on a daily basis. And as we write about in the end of the Mystic Cookbook, it's unfortunately becoming increasingly common, and there seems to be a correlation between GMOs and this rise in food allergies.
Mm.
But so most of the recipes actually in the Mystic Cookbook are gluten and dairy-free because that's the way I've been eating lately. But once again, I try not to, that's not my main goal in advertising or, you know, pushing us or, you know, making a certain recipe. I'm really aiming for something that's delicious and stands on its merit, because I really don't believe that there's any one diet that works for everyone. We each need to find what works best for our body and also feeds our soul and fits with our belief system, whether they're spiritual beliefs, religious beliefs, political beliefs. And that all needs to be an individual choice. As you said, for your kids, you know, you let them make their own choices.
Mm. Yeah, well, of course, to a certain degree, but...
Right, yeah, no, which is smart. You know, if you let them make all their food choices, you might...
And Meadow, how can it trigger past life memories?
There are a couple different ways. Sometimes you can have a spontaneous memory from a past life simply from eating a food that you have never had before, and suddenly it will transport you to a different time, a different place, or it will bring up a strong emotion, or you might simply have the feeling of this is how food is supposed to taste, or this is how you're supposed to eat. And often that will come when it's something that you've never had before. But also, and this is when it gets really fun, we have a chapter in the Mystic Cookbook called Legendary Meals. And you can, or it might even fall under a chapter called Cooking Up Magic. It's one of those. Those chapters are side by side. But you can use food to bring about the emotions, the experience of a past life. So maybe you've had a past life regression, and you have discovered that you think you had a past life in a certain time in history, a certain region of the world. You can create a meal and try to make it as authentic as possible. Really create the feeling of that time period, that culture, that region. You can do that with your clothing, with the music, with the perfumed air. You know, maybe it's south of France, so you get lavender and rosemary essential oils to scent the air, or maybe saffron and jasmine, and you're somewhere in North Africa. You know, whatever it, you know, really make it feel authentic, and then cook foods from that time period. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find, you know, exactly authentic ones, it's okay. You know, do whatever, you know, you're capable of doing and finding, and it doesn't have to be, it can be elaborate, but it doesn't have to be. It's the intention that's the most important.
Meta, we're heading to a break, so I want to talk more about this, because you have gorgeous pictures in your cookbook about, you know, Arabia and, you know, all these dishes, you know, from ancient times, I would say. But we're heading to break time. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to your dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine.
Hi everyone, we're back with Saskia and Your Soul Guidance, and I want to mention to you the gift I have, the 21-day secret soul map to your dreams, and that's for anyone who wants to go from stuck to unstoppable, really break through that miracle you want to create. It has 21 days. Every day it teaches you something different, how you can go to reach that dream. And you can find that on www.yoursoulguidance.com. That's my website, yoursoulguidance.com. And as we're talking with our special guest, Meadow Lynn, how can people connect with you, Meadow, and, you know, access your goodies?
The best way is to go to www.TheMysticCookbook.com. That's TheMysticCookbook.com. From there, there's links to connect with me on Amazon, on Facebook, which I love to do. I love swapping stories about mystic cooking and seeing photos and just connecting with people there. Also through the website, there's a link to a number of our YouTube videos about mystical cooking, and there is a way to connect with me on email. So head to themysticcookbook.com, and the book is not for sale on the website, but there is a link to places where you can purchase it.
Well, thank you, Meadow. Meadow, as we were talking in the break, where I was saying, you know, I love the Mystic Cookbook because, you know, it's much more than a cookbook. It's, like you said, a book of life, because, you know, it talks a lot about your dreams. It talks about, you know, abundance. Can you tell a little bit about how you see that?
Yeah, and I will start by answering that question by finishing what we were talking about with the past lives, because it very much feeds into that. So when you create that past life meal, you can actually use it to work through a challenge or an issue you may have had in a past life, because many of us hold emotions deep inside or beliefs about who we are and how we approach the world based on our past experiences, either from our childhood or from our way, way past. So you can create one of these meals and work through it, create new experiences. My mom has been working in the mind-body-spirit world for 40 years or so, and she's been teaching past lives and helping people work through them for many, many years. And she says that the past is malleable. You can change it, because you can change your charge on it. So when you create this meal, say you had, you know, not enough food and you starved in a past life, or maybe you had challenging relationships, well, recreate that. Have enough food. Have love and joy and people at your table. And, you know, whether you change the past or not, you know, whether you believe time is linear or cyclical, is less important than changing that emotional charge, recreating, repatterning. And food is so powerful for doing this, because food is central to all of our lives throughout all time. So it is really this connecting force to all of those times. So to answer your question about this book kind of being more than a recipe book, and there are a number of delicious recipes my very humble opinion, you know, since I created them, but but there are a number of delicious recipes. But on top of that, there are tips and suggestions and activities and things that you can do step by step that can be very small or very elaborate, depending on how you want to go about it, that can indeed start to change your life. And some of you think, well, food, how can food change my life? But really, it is at the core of everything. And when you change the way you approach your food, you change the way you approach the rest of your life. So there's all sorts of things in the book, and we've just kind of gotten a little appetizer here, but there are a lot of ways that you can use the Mystic Cookbook to have spiritual breakthroughs or just a whole bunch of fun and eat some delicious food.
Mm. Well, as you were talking, I was thinking of one of my children, my youngest son. He loves from birth Mexican food. It's just, you know, you could feed that to him every day. And I think, you know, I always say to him, you know, for sure you've had a really good past life with Mexican food in Mexico, because, you know, it's something he totally loves. And I thought that was so interesting. But like you say, you can, you know, I think that's really powerful where you talk about clearing our beliefs, because I work a lot, you know, in my soul purpose coaching in that area where, you know, our beliefs hold us back. And, you know, I never thought that, like you say, you can do that through food.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And because really it is at the heart of so much of our lives. You know, even for people who say, I could kind of give or take food, you know, which is shocking to me because it's so much a part of my life. I'm always surprised that there are some people who really could care less. But even for those people, they still have to eat. We all need to consume a certain number of calories every day in order to keep on living. And so for everybody, food is what keeps us going. And so the way that you sit down or don't sit down can have really lasting effects.
We're not at the end of the show, but close to. What would you say, Meadow, like, you know, the best tip for anyone who's listening right now and they want to start? Of course, I would say buy the book, the Mystic Cookbook. But, I mean, that's what I can say. But I want to hear from you. Like, you know, you're sitting here, you're listening, you're like, okay, you know, what do I do?
The thing that I would suggest for everybody is start small. Start with what feels comfortable and manageable and easy for you and fits with who you are and your life. Because sometimes it's easy to get this idea, I want to create this huge, what we call, you know, legendary meal, and it feels so overwhelming that then you don't do anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be big. It can be simply the next time, and I've been doing this lately, and it's really fun, and it's powerful, too. The next time you eat, you know, even just a carrot stick, spend a minute thinking, where did this carrot come from? Think about the fact that somebody planted that seed. Mm. Somebody watered it. Somebody pulled it from the ground and harvested it. It got washed. It got taken to market. Somebody put it in the marketplace, you know, either in the grocery store, in the produce aisle, or in the farmer's market. They arranged it. Then you brought it home, and you washed it again, and you peeled it maybe, and you cut it. And you think about that journey and think where it came from. Or I have my own chickens. And when I collect their eggs, they have different colored shells. So I know which chicken laid each egg. And I will thank that chicken and say, you know, thank you, Marigold. Thank you, Elsa. And simply just that gratitude or that recognition of where your food came from. It's very small. It doesn't take any time. But that can start you on this path of kind of opening your and expanding your consciousness as far as your food goes. And that would be my first tip, just start small. Do it feel comfortable.
I love that. Thank you so much. We are at the end of our show. Meadow, it was such a pleasure talking with you, and I hope you inspired the heck out of everybody. It's really powerful what you were talking about. Meadow Lynn, her website is www.themysticbook.com. Next week, we have another show at Wednesday, 9 Eastern and 6 Pacific. I want to thank you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I talk to you next week. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.